weather, of course, is 1-3.
Call the West Office Village Council in order, please stand for the pledge and the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, roll call.
Chaney?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've all previously been provided with copies of the regular council meeting on January 25th, 2021. That's the minutes from that meeting. If there are no corrections to be made, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, next up are the minutes from the special council meeting on February 3rd, 2021 to pass ordinance 2021-13, an ordinance to hire the solicitor effective today. If there are no corrections to those minutes, I'll also entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Bauer?
Yes.
Hornberger?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, before I move on to the other agenda items, I'll introduce to you all here. Sitting here to my right is Joel Blue. He is the new solicitor effective today. And he's in attendance, obviously. Maybe for Joel's benefit, if we start with you both, we can go around in the room and everybody introduce themselves.
Councilman Bo Fortune.
Christy Maurer.
Tim Chaney.
Craig Mortenker.
Rich Wheeler.
Ron Lusk.
And in the back on the far left is Matt Fohr, our police chief. And then on the right is Damon Gould, our fire chief. Okay, moving on with correspondence. Got a letter dated January 25th to come from the Coshocton County Recycling and Litter Prevention. I gave you all a copy of your packet. But the good news in all this is that the village of West Lafayette has remained the number one recycler in the county. And we're up about 10,000 tons, or pounds, I guess it was, in 2020. So we continue to grow in our recycling. And again, we are the largest recycler in the whole county. So that was, I thought, good news. Got a letter from the Ohio Environmental Protection Agency dated February 3rd. It just confirms the who the new operators or records are for the treatment plant until it's taken completely offline. We got a packet that you all should have from the CDC of Ohio. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but from the Coshocton County Commissioners, deals with local government funds and public agencies, and it's the Coshocton County CDBG program, the CDIF planning, and it deals with grants and different opportunities that we might have. The village administrator and fiscal officer was on a conference call to discuss this. I'll let Amy, if she has anything to offer, when it comes time for her report, to address that any further. And the only other thing that I've got, and it's in your packets, I also emailed it to all of you. The city of Coshocton, despite two attempts to get them to correct the mailings that they sent out. They still had errors in it. I talked to Max Crown on Friday morning, addressing some of the issues that still remained, and today in today's mail, you all got a copy of the letter with corrections. This caused a little bit of concern with the way that letter was handled. There's a bill in there, it's intended to be a sample. There were several people who believed it was a payable bill. The 800 number was incorrect in there, so there were some things that we had brought to their attention, and unfortunately, it didn't get corrected until after I spoke with them on Friday morning. I don't have anybody here for citizens' comments. Let's go into the department report. Fire department.
Evening, everybody.
Evening.
January, we had a total of three building fires. Two of those buildings were the same one, which was the country store. The third one was a HOA call with Newcomerstown, a rubbish trash fire, and two mobile home fires, which both of those were in Newcomerstown, luckily. Emergency medical calls, we had one medical assist, two accidents with injuries, one accident with no injuries. We had one gas leak, one carbon monoxide incident, and canceled after dispatch on two calls. Village of West Lafayette, four calls, Lafayette Township 5, Linton Township 1, out of district 4 calls. Total 14 calls in January. Last year, this time, we had 16 calls. Activities, had 81 firefighters show up on emergency calls for a total of 116 hours, 30 hours of meetings, 18 hours for special details, vehicle maintenance and training, added up. Total for the last month was 240 hours. January payroll was $810. Year to date, we're at $2,930. Fire loss in January was $900,500 at an estimate. And that is probably a low estimate.
I deal with the fire down County Road 16.
Yes. Questions?
I don't. Damon, have you guys discussed anything about who's going to be flushing the hydrants?
No, we haven't heard anything out of Coshocton on who's going to take care of that.
They're going to take care of your fire district?
We have no idea yet.
Okay.
That would be discussed, Ron.
Okay.
Anything else for Chief Gould? I thank you. Fiscal officer.
I want to touch on the legislation that we have on the table tonight. First one is 2021-14, and this one is a resolution to adopt our base pay and benefit allocations for this year. We had previously introduced this to you at the end of last year, with Section 2 having the clause in there that these percentages and allocations would take effect after the activation date, the transition to the Coshocton Water. And with that, when we did that, the intent or our thought was that the office manager position was going to no longer be, so we didn't include that in the allocations, but now they want to keep her on through the transition to Coshocton City Water. I added her back in there at the bottom of the list there, the office manager, the allocations, and just to kind of go along with that, so we're still paying her 45% out of the water fund, technically. I had a conversation with Sherry Kirkpatrick in Shopton to talk about how to take care of that 45% of her pay, because we had originally talked about, you know, just we would invoice to Shopton and they would pay us, you know, the difference in any wages that we would need to pay our people that would be working in the water area. But after discussions with her last week, even though we're going to be paying them their money from the water fund here this week, we're still going to have money coming in from the bills that are going to be paid by our residents right now, since the bills are still, you know, coming from the village area themselves. So we're still going to have money coming into the water fund. So we've agreed that we're just going to go ahead and continue to pay those wages for Amy and any little miscellaneous bills that might still trickle through for utilities and such that come out of that fund. So we're gonna go ahead, and I have other legislation here, I'll go over in just a moment, but we're, the plan is to still, since we have the activation date of February 1st, that pot of gold from the water fund needs to go to Coshocton within 10 days of that activation date, so that comes up on Wednesday, that they need to have that money. So I do have all of that paperwork in as far as with the bills and the legislation tonight to get that all those pieces in place to take care of that. But that's just gonna be what we have on hand right now. That's not taking into account money that we will be receiving over the next few months for the water bills. So that money that we still have coming in, I'll be able to use to pay those wages. So that's 2021-14, again, just to add that office manager position back on there. Next one on the list is 2021-15, and that one is a resolution to add funds. The first line item is to add $1,000 into the general fund to cover the remaining canine equipment that we use, that we need to purchase. And that's also using the donations that we've received, so we just need to put the money in there and take care of those bills. In the fire fund, we need $75,000. We are going to be signing the loan papers this week for the purchase of that rescue vehicle. That loan is $50,000, and then I'm trying to get that appropriated so I can actually pay for the vehicle. And then the remaining $25,000 that we had also approved earlier this year, or the end of last year, to cover the rest of that for the utility body. And in the 601 water fund, there's $568,100 that needs to be technically appropriated back into that fund, and that's just to make up the additional amount that's needed to cut the check to Coshocton to make the total balance of roughly $867,000 is what will be the check that will be cut to Coshocton. So I have to technically have all that money appropriated into an account, an account number, so that's the one that we're going to plug it into, and the purchase order and everything, the payment will come from the account number. The next one is 2021-18, and this also ties to Coshocton City Water. So I needed that money on the previous resolution to add back into the fund so that I can cut the check, but also right now with the budget that we did here at the end of last year, I went ahead and appropriated everything just as things were going to continue as normal and paying the regular bills and so forth and all the various accounts throughout the water fund. So now that that's coming to an end, I need to mesh all of that money just and funnel it into just one account number. So 2021-18 is allowing me to reallocate that money into the proper department that I need it to be in. So that would be in the administration department 110 in the water fund. So that just gives a listing of all of the different departments underneath the water fund and the balances that are still in those different departments. And again, just funneling it all into that one account number, 601-110-526,000. Any questions on any of that legislation before I move on? And I am gonna request that you pass that, waiving the three required readings that we need to have on those, have those passed tonight so that we can get those checks back this week and have that taken care of. Have a finance meeting tonight, and I did present the January month-end cash summary. Bills have been passed around for approval, and that's all I have tonight.
Any comments on the conference call with Chris and you on regarding the CDBG opportunities?
Oh, yes. I mean, we're still working on getting some things rolling with that, but there were a couple of different grants. I wish I would have brought my notes over on that. I apologize.
Okay.
But there are a couple of different grants that we're looking at. There's a neighborhood one, and then another infrastructure one. And it seems to be that we're going to, if everything goes the way we planned, you know, we should be able to get money not only to help with the storm sewer system, but also with things over at Waterworks Park that we had planned on before in the past. So looking at the walking trail, possibly the splash pad, can't remember what else we were talking about, but I mean the shelter.
Shade structure.
Yes. Yeah, so there's getting the ball rolling there. We're just, you know, doing some emails and stuff. We're going to do a survey with the community. We're going to list the items that we think need to be worked on in the community, and then get a survey out to all the residents to have them rank what they feel is most important to have done. So we just need to have the community involved in that neighborhood grant that we would apply for. That's about all I had.
Okay, please. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
So we'll start with my monthly report for the month of January 2021. We had 503 calls for service. Now, the last time I read one of these reports to you, if you remember, I told you that I changed some of this because of the new CAD system and how we're keeping track of everything now. Calls for service, 503, that includes both calls that we received or something that officers generated. And if you look at the number 503, that breaks down to about 16.5 calls for service every day based on a monthly period. Reports taken were 17. Felony arrest 0, misdemeanor arrest 1, juvenile arrest 0, 22 traffic stops, 5 traffic citations, 2 traffic crashes, no OBI arrest or warrant arrest, 8 civil paper services, and we consumed 253.05 gallons of fuel in the month. Real quickly, I had a couple of things that I wanted to just keep everybody up to date on. Over the last 2 or 3 months, I've been looking through the department policy book and the Lexapol service that takes care and manages our policies for us. I found out that since 2018, there have been no policy updates done. So I had to dig into that and get together with Lexapol and update our policy manual within the police department. And what that did was that brought us into compliance with the state and what's called the Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board. The Ohio Collaborative Community Police Advisory Board is a state organization that sets a standard for law enforcement in the state of Ohio. And to be certified with them is kind of a big deal, okay? That says that we are certified with our standards and our policies and our training and the things that we do at the police department to be in line with the state. And we have gotten that done. We have that certification in hand now. There are more to be done with that. There are 3 groups within that, and we are now certified in group 1. We are working on group 2, and then there's a 3rd group that we need to work on after that to get us all in conformed with everything. But we are certified with this organization now, and that helps us greatly down the road with our use of force policies, our hiring and recruitment policies, our every policy that we have. And we pay a pretty good amount of money to Lexapol to help us stay on top of that stuff. So for us to not take advantage of what they offer to be able to do these things, we were a little behind the 8-ball on that. So now we're all caught up and where we should be at the moment, and we're continuing to work forward to get even more of that done. The K-9 program, we are set to start training with the K-9 on March 1st. In large part thanks to a $10,000 grant that we were given from the Coshocton Foundation. That grant, along with what we'd already raised as far as donations and fundraisers and that sort of thing, put us almost to our goal for raising money for the K-9. There are more fundraisers coming at the end of this month. There's also some more donations coming in that I haven't counted yet. And once we get to the end of the month, we should be at our mark or even maybe above our mark for fundraising for the dog. So that's been amazing. The way that the Coshocton County community, the West Lafayette community, has stepped forward to help us, I can't even express my gratitude for that. The truck, I received an email last week that the truck is built and on the way to the dealership. So I'm anticipating this week or next, I'll get a phone call from the dealership saying your truck's here and we need to arrange delivery. So that's coming any day. Also in the month of January, I got the entire department updated and re-outfitted on the new bulletproof vests and carriers, vest carriers like you see me wearing here. And if you remember correctly, we received a grant from the state that covers 75% of the cost of this. So we didn't pay much to get everybody equipped with what you see me wearing, which is quite frankly some of the best stuff out there. So we're in good shape as far as that goes, and that stuff should be coming in, I would say, within the next month. Those are things that were going on in January with me. And I'll be quite honest, a lot of what I've been doing has been a lot to do with this, the policy updates and that sort of thing. There's a lot of reading paperwork and just mind-numbing stuff that I had to sit down and do for quite a while to get us where we needed to be. So, anybody have any questions with that stuff? Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Our newest solicitor, I don't know if you have anything to share. If you do, this is your turn.
Glad to be here. It was a pleasure to start familiarizing myself with West Lafayette and different legal needs that you might have. So, fortunately, I received some of the paperwork yesterday to look at. I had a choice between watching the Super Bowl or looking at that. It came at a good time. I was dropping off, but looking over the some of the sewer projects going on, as well as just the other things that probably don't be mentioned here since they'd be more appropriate for executive session. I'm looking forward to working with everybody on this.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, village administrator is not here due to a medical procedure today, but I have this report and it'll be brief here. Number one, the Shock and Water Project completed the deactivation of our public water system form and submitted it to the Ohio EPA with an effective date of January 30th. EPA confirmed receiving it and is processing the discontinuation of our system. The Shock is still working, improving their infrastructure in order to adequately supply their current customers with water. When they are supplying water to our reservoirs currently, they experience depressurization in certain parts of the city grid. When our reservoirs call for water, they expect the parts needed to improve their system to arrive mid to late February, and then we'll begin the demolition process of the inner workings of our plant. Tucson should be finishing their work and installing new service taps and insertion valves by the end of February. Meter installation was tentatively scheduled to begin next week. We have not heard any information to the contrary. Community development block grant. Amy, the mayor, and I spoke with Hannah DeWald on Thursday. She provided us with an insight and suggestions on applying for CDBG programming. The focus of our grant application will be on stormwater improvement plan and that Diversified Engineering is working on with us on completing. The mayor and I are scheduled to have a meeting with Diversified Engineering to receive our updates. The Waterworks Park restroom and parking lot, additional grindings will be added to the current piles that are staged at the park. In the near future, the grindings will be spread and the parking lot will be resurfaced after demolition crew has completed their work at the old water treatment plant. Your packets contain the final drawings of the restroom project at the park. Timeline for the project is the pre-bid meeting is February 15th. Bids are due on February 25th. Advertisement of bids will be in the Tribune, the Beacon, and Times Reporter beginning the end of this week. Approval and awarding the contract at our March 8th council meeting. Construction will begin on March 15th. For any of those who want to see the hard copy blueprints, they're up here as well. The county forced main acquisition, we began to work with the special council that was approved last council meeting and are beginning to make progress. We will likely need to extend the current agreement to the end of March in order to get the new agreement completed. If this becomes necessary, you will be presented with the legislation to extend the current agreement next meeting. Current current items for sale, just a reminder that ordinance 2102 has been put into action. We are accepting sealed bids for all items for sale listed in the ordinance. Acceptance of bids will cease on February 19th at 3 o'clock p.m. and will be open just prior to the beginning of the February 22nd council meeting. Legislation, any legislative needs that I have will be explained by the fiscal officer, has been done so. And committee meetings, he's requesting a zoning and building code meeting and a public works meeting. He said he is available any night from the 15th to the 19th for meetings. Public works will last approximately an hour, and zoning a meeting will likely last an hour and a half to 2 hours. And that's the end of his report. Any questions or anything brought out here? Okay, let's go on to committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community business development.
Nothing at this time.
Community relations.
I spoke with Arn Griffith today, and the chamber will start meeting on March the 23rd in this building, and they're going to try and meet the fourth Tuesday of every month. They're limiting their meetings to 10 people, and then they're going to do Zoom. Rotary is not meeting currently, and that's all.
Okay, finance, Bill.
We met tonight. Finances are good. I just need approval of the end of January cash summary.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Hornsberger?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Okay, there's nothing for fire dependency. Ordinance?
Nothing at this time.
Park board?
Nothing at this time.
Planning Commission?
Nothing there either.
Public Safety?
Nothing at this time.
Public Works?
Nothing at this time.
Nothing from Records and Retention, nothing from Rules, Zoning and Building Code.
We met on the 2nd and continue working on redoing the building and zoning code, and we'll schedule another meeting tonight.
Okay. Very good. Let's take care of the legislation tonight, the ordinances and resolution. Not as many as the last meeting. Resolution 2112-14. This does contain the emergency clause. A resolution adopts the base pay and benefit allocation for the employees of the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, and repeal ordinances and resolutions in conflict therewith.
Motion to suspend the rules and three required readings for Resolution 2021-14.
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Hornsberger?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Cheney?
Yes.
Hornsberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Moss?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Okay, next up is Resolution 2021-15, a resolution to amend the 2021 Permanent Appropriations Ordinance 2020-87, adding funds, which was addressed by the fiscal officer.
Motion.
And it does contain an emergency clause.
Motion to suspend the rules and the three required readings for Resolution 2021-15.
Second.
Moss?
Yes.
Hornsberger?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Hornsberger?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Next up is Resolution 2021-16, a resolution stating the appointment of Village Police Officers Jared Lindsay, Jose Hernandez, and Aaron Carvajal, and declaring an emergency. This is, they have completed their 6-month probationary period.
Motion
to suspend the rules and require third readings.
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Stany?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Vess?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Vess?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Stany?
Yes.
Okay, this next ordinance is an ordinance to basically extend Julie Dreher till the end of February so she can work in a consulting role to work with Joel Wu to help get him acclimated to everything that's going on. So ordinance 2021-17 is ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-21 and modify the legal counsel agreement with attorney Julie Dreher.
Motion to suspend the rules and 3 with prior readings for ordinance 2021-17.
Second.
Vess?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Mauer?
Yes.
Stany?
Yes. Motion to adopt?
Second.
Mauer?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Vess?
Yes.
Stany?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, last but not least, resolution 2021-18, a resolution authorizing reallocation of appropriation for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, to declare an emergency.
Motion to suspend the rules and waive the required 3 readings.
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Stany?
Yes.
Vess?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
Second.
Fortune?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Vess?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Stany?
Yes.
Okay, I don't have any other agenda items, any committee meetings.
Building and zoning, 16th at 6, Tuesday.
18th?
16th.
Should be already made. Public Works at 5 before that?
I'm not on that.
What day was that?
Tuesday.
The 16th?
Yeah, that should be.
Might be tight for me, but I should be able to make it.
Okay, so Public Works at 5 and zoning at 6.
Yep.
Public Safety, the 18th at 5 p.m.
We need to devote it on top of these days.
Okay.
And then the 18th after the.
Sure, what time?
Here's what, 5? Great.
Yeah, 5.
Good, 6?
That's fine. Ron, you good with that?
What'd you say?
18th.
18th?
Yeah.
At what time?
At 6.
Anybody else? Here's what I got then. Public Works, the 16th at 5. Zoning and Building Codes, the 16th at 6. Public Safety, the 18th at 5. And Buildings and Property, the 18th at 6 o'clock. Got it right? All right. Bills have been around for approval?
Yes, sir.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Mary, did you say that the VA wants a meeting for zoning or something?
No, it's more that building and zoning.
Building and zoning, that and public.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're all right.
All right, we got our first and second. So Stany?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Vess?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Vess?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yes.
Hornfricker?
Yes.
Mauer?
Yes.
Stany?
Yes.
Craig, we did.
Adjourn.
What date that is?
The 18th.
6 o'clock?
5.
Okay, that's what I was saying, one.